Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And our next guest joining us is Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, who joins us pretty much monthly on a regular basis. Good evening, Mayor. How are you?
Well, good evening. Great to be back on Monday Night Talk on WHED.
Well, I have to save that for my next promo. I like that. How are things going, Mayor?
Well, it's busy, that's for sure. But it's it's challenging times, but it's also exciting times in the city of Brockton. So, you know, we've certainly been faced with some challenges recently, particularly in the area of us having a number of tragic accidents involving pedestrians. So that certainly is a huge challenge to us. But it's also exciting times also as we continue to see just a burgeoning interest and investment in the city of Brockton as we continue to work on our redevelopment plans for the city. It's also a very exciting time.
Well, we'll actually have a chance to touch upon both because I believe that earlier today you actually had a press conference. You held one in regards to the incidents that you've had over the past 3 months regarding pedestrian accidents. And I believe you had folks from the Department of Transportation and from the State Police there.
The State Police. So we've been, I mean, this has been a major focus for us over the last few months, really going back to August, this just unprecedented spike in pedestrian fatalities here in the city, you know, really began in August. For the entire year, we had had one until mid-August, and since mid-August, we've had six more, or seven more now. So it certainly, has garnered a lot of our attention. So we've been working to develop a strategy as to what we can do to make the streets of the city of Brockton safer for both pedestrians and bicyclists. This has been an ongoing effort. I've met a couple times with Interim Secretary of Transportation Frank DiPaolo. We've been working with State Police, Old Colony Planning Council, Brockton Area Transit. And that led about a week ago to a summit here in the city where we brought all of those agencies together, school department, DPW, I mean, every agency that could potentially touch this in one way or another to a summit in City Hall about a week ago. And that summit, Kevin, led to an announcement that we made today as to what our game plan is right now going forward. And I think what was exciting today was the involvement of the Massachusetts State Police. And today the State Police brought their community action team into Brockton, several State Police cruisers specifically assigned for traffic enforcement with an emphasis on pedestrian safety. And these State Police cruisers will be in the city on a regular basis for the foreseeable future. They won't be here every day, but they will be here a number of days per month, just really assisting and supporting our own police department in really ramping up traffic enforcement. Kevin, what we've basically put together is a three-prong approach to pedestrian safety. And the three prongs are engineering, education, and enforcement, the three E's. And we announced today more than a dozen initiatives in those three areas. And under the enforcement banner, certainly Major Thomas of the Massachusetts State Police with us today. And we actually had those State Police cruisers out patrolling the streets of the city today. So I'm sure that many residents had the chance to see the increased police visibility. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Some of our action items will make an immediate difference. Others will require more long-term planning. Even with engineering, we've got we're doing safety audits with the Department of Transportation engineers, working with our local people to identify where we can, make changes with crosswalks and signage and lighting and signaling and, you know, things like that. But we're also looking at infrastructure and things that will be longer-term projects. So, you know, the engineering is certainly a piece of it. Education will be a major focus, both in the schools, working with our young people, where we've really identified that this is an area that really requires some emphasis. All of our elementary and middle schools, as of today, have now enrolled in the Safe Routes to School program through DOT. That's an educational program where they come into the schools teaching pedestrian and bicycle safety. What's really neat about that program is it's targeted at second graders. It's a safety curriculum for second graders, but they employ fifth graders in helping to teach the curriculum. So we're really touching two different grades in the elementary schools across the city. Now, some of that really won't take place until spring because a certain amount of the work is done in the classroom, but then it actually involves, with the help of volunteers, bringing the students actually right outside to the street on the sidewalk, really demonstrating pedestrian safety. So we're excited about a dramatic expansion in our participation in that program. We'll also be introducing a video contest for high school students to produce a video on pedestrian safety produced by high school students with and chances for the top entrants to win awards and have their winning entries broadcast locally on cable TV. So education will also involve adults, and we have partnered with Brockton Area Transit on what will be an informational media awareness campaign that will involve signage on the backs of our city buses across the city. So if our target audience is drivers and pedestrians, what better way to get a message to them than with signage on the backs of buses? So that we hope to see launched shortly after the first of the year, but we'll be embracing a nationally recognized pedestrian safety campaign with partnership with Brockton Area Transit. And Kevin, we also recognize that our awareness campaign also has to be multicultural, not just multi-level, but multicultural. So as an example, we're working with the Brockton Public Schools in introducing a pedestrian and bicycle safety class into our adult ESL classes at the Adult Learning Center. And it'll actually be incorporated and it'll be used to make a lesson or a couple lessons into that curriculum, teaching English as a second language while simultaneously teaching pedestrian and bicycle safety, where we may have drivers that have not been driving here for a long time and, you know, may not be as familiar with some of our measures to improve pedestrian safety. So this is quite a far-reaching approach. As I said, more than a dozen initiatives we launched today, but all coming under one of three areas: engineering, education, and enforcement.
So I guess in a related story, you've had some tragic incidents where pedestrians have been hit and killed. One of them, Kyle Evan Yancey, this in September 28th, I believe that the mayor's office, a local banking institution, partnering up with other individuals in the family of Carl's, helped to put together a fund, a reward fund, correct?
Yeah, we have, Kevin, and thanks for asking about that. All of the pedestrian accidents are troubling to me as the mayor. We've had a three-year-old child hit and killed. We've had a 12-year-old boy struck and killed on his 12th birthday. But the Kyle Evan Yancey one has really been personally troubling to me because of the fact that the driver left the scene of the accident. To this day, we really still don't know what happened on that Sunday evening, September 28th. And I think that having really become close to Kyle's mother and on behalf of her family, and I think for all Brocktonians, I think we need a little closure. We need to know exactly what happened. And I think it's bothersome that a driver could continue to drive away and leave Kyle to die on the side of the road, not report it, not return, and to this day never identified himself. So because of that, a lot of folks in the city who care about the city, care about Kyle and his family, have banded together to form the Justice for Kyle Fund. We are still looking for donations for that fund, and you can find that online. You can also contact Harbor One Bank here in the city of Brockton. The Legion Parkway branch is accepting contributions to that fund. But with the help of that fund, we are offering a $5,000 cash reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the driver who left the scene of the accident. Kevin, we don't we still don't know exactly what happened on that Sunday evening when Carl was struck and killed, because no witnesses have come forward. The driver left the scene of the accident. A couple of video cameras in the area really just did not provide us with a whole lot of help. We need to find out what happened, and we need for Carl's mom to be able to have some closure and know that the person who left the scene has been held accountable for their actions. So anyone that knows anything, the Plymouth County District Attorney, Tim Cruz, is leading that investigation, working closely with our Brockton police detectives. And if anyone has any information, please call either the Plymouth County DA's office or the Brockton Police Detectives Division. And we're doing everything we possibly can to resolve that one.
Again, we're speaking with the Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, and he's our guest on this segment of Monday Night Talk. Going from one particular incident that the city has been seeing to another, and that is a slight rabies outbreak and a somewhat successful clinic that you held. Talk to me about that.
I don't know if you can have a slight rabies outbreak. I think when they start having positive tests for rabies in the area, we're all very concerned. Mm. But yeah. You're right, Kevin. We really have had an outbreak of confirmed cases of rabies over the past month or a little bit longer now. Several confirmed cases in the city of Brockton, also a couple just right on the city line, one in Avon just outside of Brockton, another in Abington just outside of Brockton. So counting those, half a dozen confirmed cases of rabies since August. And, absolutely a cause for immediate concern. We had one family in Brockton a couple weeks ago that had to put the family pet, family dog down because it had been bitten by a skunk that confirmed positive for rabies. So I want to make sure I publicly thank Jenny Mather, all the great people from the Blue Dog Shelter, JM Pet Resort, along with the veterinarians from the North Main Street Veterinary Clinic here in the city, who put together for us an emergency low-cost rabies clinic that was held last weekend. We were able, because of the work of these volunteers, we were able to only charge $15 for rabies vaccination for dogs and cats. So we made it affordable. Usually these rabies shots are done in the spring, but because of these confirmed cases of rabies in the immediate area, we felt it was important if we could do something on a low-cost basis and give families a chance to have their pet vaccinated immediately without waiting till the spring. And it was a huge success. 118 pets in one day received their rabies vaccinations at JM Pet Resort last Saturday. So thanks so much to Jenny, the vets, everyone from the Blue Dog Shelter that helped out. I did go by and spend a little time there last Saturday, and it was a really neat event, and I think it's going to lead to us working on some other special events over there also.
I got to ask you, steering away from rabies and talking about the past elections, the city of Brockton, as well as East Bridgewater, West Bridgewater, will have a new state representative. We have a new governor-elect. Give me your thoughts on the elections that we just had, and how it's going to help the city.
I think I'm really looking forward to working with all the new officials. And I guess one thing I've learned in my first year as mayor, Kevin, is how really critical it is for the mayor of a city like Brockton to develop working relationships with the elected officials at the other levels of government. So everything from the local level, where Michelle Dubois will now join Mike Brady and Claire Cronin as state representatives of representing portions of the city of Brockton, mm-hmm. To working with the new governor-elect Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido. I'll tell you, I really like Baker's first cabinet appointment. I had a chance this past Thursday in a UMass Boston to participate in an annual Gateway Cities Summit, and that was hosted by a gentleman named Jay Ash, who has been the city manager in Chelsea, has been very active working with all of the Gateway Cities, and Governor-elect Baker has just appointed him as he will become the new Secretary of Housing and Economic Development. So I think for cities like Brockton, This is really good news. I think it shows Baker's willingness to reach out to top quality people from both parties. Ash is a Democrat, but he is highly respected amongst the Gateway Cities mayors and managers, and I think this is a really good appointment for the city of Brockton. And I'm hoping to develop with Michelle Dubois the same type of close working relationship that I have with Mike Brady and Claire Cronin, who both have just been, absolutely great to work with, and I speak to both of them on a regular basis.
Okay, that's definitely good to know. I want to kind of back things up because you had mentioned about last Thursday and being a part of something at UMass Boston, but I want to talk about your walking the Veterans Day Parade, your first one as as mayor. What was that like?
Yeah. Really cool. I had a chance. I was really caught off guard by this. I've walked in the Veterans Day Parade the previous 4 years as a member of the school committee.
Correct.
Like everything else, it's different as the mayor. But literally, I think 10 minutes before the parade, this year's Grand Marshal, a gentleman that you and I both know, George Cataldo, longtime city councilor here in the city many years ago, host of a local cable TV access show for many years, volunteers in my office every Thursday. But far more importantly, George is a World War II veteran. He is a twice past national commander of the Italian American Veterans. Just a wonderful, highly respected guy, and for all those reasons, George was invited to be the Grand Marshal of this year's Veterans Day Parade. And George asked me if I would march at the front of the parade with him, and I accepted his invitation. And it was just a great experience. George is just such a wonderful guy, and for him to share that privilege with me. Of marching at the front of the parade. And I think we may have started a tradition because as we all gathered at the VFW after the parade, from everyone involved in the parade, the vets, the police officers, the firefighters, everybody really embraced it. So I think that we may start having, at least for as long as I'm mayor, have the mayor continue to walk at the front of the Veterans Day Parade. But the Veterans Day was a lot more than just a parade, Kevin.
That's correct.
It was really two full days and nights. I think I attended six or seven different Veterans Day observances between Monday and Tuesday of last week. And very moving, very motivational. Yeah. I just have so much respect for the vets and what they've meant to our country and our commitment to the vets. I appeared at a dedication at the VA hospital.
It was on Brockton Monday, yeah.
High School. We had a great event, the Wounded Warrior Project fundraiser on Veterans Day evening, where I really had a chance to get to know Sergeant Peter Damon, a Brockton native who lost both of his arms in Iraq in an explosion. Today, Peter has one arm is completely missing. The other arm has a prosthetic, and with this one prosthetic arm, he has become an accomplished artist, and one of his paintings was auctioned off at the Wounded Warrior fundraiser, and I've been talking to Peter, and boy, talk about a guy I've got respect for, Sergeant Peter Damon, and to me, he is the epitome of a true American hero, and it's an honor just to get to know him, and so we're working together. I'm going to host an art show for him right in Brockton City Hall, give him an opportunity to do a whole show of his art right in our City Hall, and I'll host a reception that evening also so the public can come and have a chance to meet Peter Damon, and I'm hoping buy some of his work because, boy, if you can't get motivated and inspired by being around Peter Damon, then you'd have to be dead.
We are, again, speaking with Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter, and he joins us pretty much on a regular basis. We just got a few minutes left with you, Mayor.
Sure.
And a couple of things there are a couple of important things that I want to kind of get to that are holiday-related and outreach by the city. First and foremost, I believe that during the parade, and I think your office has already sent out information, you're doing work in regards to working with folks, whether the homeless, elderly, for Thanksgiving, and doing interviews regarding the families and veterans serving overseas. Talk about those things.
So one thing I figured out quickly as mayor, there's no such thing as a day off. So My Thanksgiving Day is pretty well booked, and we do have some exciting events going on for the whole weekend. So on Thanksgiving Day, of course, high school football, Brockton, Bridgewater, Rainham, and that's where my day will start. But from there, we're also doing a Thanksgiving dinner for the elderly at the Caffrey Tower High Rise Elderly Housing Project on Crescent Street. And then from there, a great guy named Steve Davis is co-hosting with me a family dinner for homeless folks and anyone else that needs a place to go for Thanksgiving dinner from 12 to 2 at Joe Angelo's Cafe on Thanksgiving Day. It's a free family-style turkey dinner for anyone and everyone that would like to come in and join us for dinner. So I really am looking forward to that and having dinner with some of our seniors and catching some high school football. It'll be a great holiday. And then, of course, it continues right through the weekend. Friday evening, the 28th, we have our first ever evening parade eve Christmas tree lighting. We have planted a live evergreen Christmas tree on Legion Parkway, a whole new deal this year. And at 6 o'clock on Friday night, the 28th, all of the public is invited for a tree lighting ceremony, which will kind of kick off the events of the next day, Saturday the 29th, where everyone in your listening area, Kevin, is invited to join us for our annual holiday parade. The parade itself steps off at 1 p.m. on Saturday the 29th, but it will be a full day of events in downtown Brockton, including our city hall that will be open at 9 a.m. from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday prior to the parade. Come to downtown Brockton early. Come visit our beautiful city hall. We'll be hosting historic tours of our city hall. There'll also be a crafts and bazaar fair going on inside the first floor of City Hall. Then a really neat event that we are trying for the first time this year. My communications director, Nubi Rateau, will be professionally producing video holiday messages for Brockton area families who have a loved one serving in the military that will not be home for Christmas. So any family in the Brockton area that has a loved one that won't be home for the holidays this year because they're serving our country anywhere in the world, we invite them to come in. It's in the GAR room from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday the 29th, and Nubi will be producing a 60-second holiday message video from you and your family, and then he'll be distributing that to your loved ones through a number of different internet media.
Wow, sounds like you got a lot going on there.
Well, yeah, it's exciting. I love the holidays, and you try to think of what are ways that the city can be more involved. Of course, you know, John Marion and all the folks on the Holiday Parade Committee, they work year-round in the Holiday Parade. You know, if the weather's good, we hope to have 100,000 people in Brockton on Saturday the 29th for the parade, and, you know, it'll be in the tens of thousands regardless of the weather, and we've made it into an all-day event, so we'll light the tree on Friday night, and then have events going on, department store Santa Claus for free at Independence Associates from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have our downtown fire station open for tours, the first fire station in the country with electricity, wired by Thomas Edison himself. So there's a whole range of activities going on downtown and a lot of things happening at City Hall. But we're really excited about this holiday video message. Nubi has dubbed it Videos for Vets, and we hope that we'll have some great participation for that and help some families here locally connect with their loved ones that aren't home.
We just got a couple of moments left here, but I want to kind of stay on that theme. And I would actually, next week we're expecting the godfather of USA Christmastown to be on for a couple of minutes.
That's well, good luck for that. That'll be a 3-hour, 1-hour show.
He'll be talking about it. But talk to us about trying to brand the city. I know that a commercial has already been put together, a public service announcement. Talk to me about that idea.
Absolutely. Brockton, and this is really timely for you to ask me this on your station, where the listening area is primarily the South Shore. We've got to do a better job of sending the message of what Brockton is really all about. You know, we know the city has a perception problem with those who live outside the city, and I think that, you know, when something bad happens, the Boston media shows up to make a big deal out of it. You know, when some I use the word clown because we're on the radio. Some clown steals a cell phone during a tragic situation on a subway platform in Boston. You know, somehow that's headline news that, you know, Brockton receives another black eye. Well, there are great things happening in the city every day, and particularly now, we've really got this city turned around. Our downtown Trinity project is well underway. We'll be occupied the first half of next year. We've also got the Vicente Superstore supermarket coming to downtown Brockton. I met with developers the other day on the refurbishment or reconstruction of the Kresge building downtown. There'll be a combination of retail, restaurants, and apartments, housing. There's just so many exciting things happening. We hope a major announcement coming in the next week or two from the governor, and we're poised for that, for another major development downtown. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in Brockton, and we need to do a better job of getting that word out. You know, Brockton is a city where, you know, families can come purchase their first home for reasonable money. We've got great schools. We've got great home ownership opportunities. We have business opportunities, job training opportunities. I really think that in the 21st century, people will view Brockton as a city of opportunities. So along those lines, we, working closely with the Metro South Chamber of Commerce, have developed a new slogan for the city. Our slogan is, when Brockton is home, everything is within reach. And we feel that really represents the new Brockton on so many levels. And you're right, we have even we've been running some TV commercials regionally to help spread that message. And a lot of great stuff is happening to the city, and we hope that folks listening to your station will make it a point to come to Brockton in the near future.
Well, we want to thank you. That's all the time that we have. We'll look forward to talking to you in December.
That's it, Kevin. That's all the time I get.
Well, you know, I got to save some time for Johnny Marion. How am I going to?
You should have started saving a while ago then.
I know.
John Marion is a great ambassador for downtown Brockton. He is, he's Father Christmas. He's really building our Christmas Town USA theme that will really become big next year. So I appreciate you having John on. And Kevin, thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to be here with you on Monday Night Talk.
All right. There he is, Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter. And, of course, we'll hear more from the mayor in the coming months about some of the exciting things going on in the City of Champions. We'll take a step away for a moment. When we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.